As Democrats try to push $60.4 billion in emergency spending for Superstorm Sandy victims through Congress, residents, volunteers, and workers continue the hazardous cleanup of homes and businesses filled with bacteria and mold. Today, advocates and residents of New York City Public Housing asked officials to find accommodations for residents whose health is being impacted by mold. At City Hall, WBAI's Linda Perry spoke with Brooklyn City Council member Matthew Eugene.
Hurricane Sandy was a horrible thing, not only for the people who were devastated, who were hit, but for all people living in New York State. Because when we see that the difficulties the people are going through, and all of us, we have been there with FEMA, with Red Cross, to provide assistance. My office has been working with the city council and other colleagues to assist those people in trouble.
Are you seeing that there's a health crisis in the city as a result of Sandy?
Absolutely. It's going to be, I think, you know, yes, we will see that, but especially with the mold, with the condition of the houses, because we don't know in many years what the results is going to be, the impact is going to be on the health of people. But we got to mention also, not only those people, they are affected physically, but also they are mentally affected. They are mentally destroyed. Because when you take away, when I say take away, you know, the natural disaster, take away the home of people, where they used to live with their family, and those people who never had problem before, they have to wait for food, for water. They don't have a place to stay. This is a mental disturbance. And we got to see the physical problem that it's going to create and the mental problem that it's going to create.
Are you seeing that the city, state, and federal governments are doing enough, or do you think more can be done?
You know, this is a huge, huge crisis. This is a big, big situation. It's going to take time. And I think that the city was not prepared for that. And I see elected officials, people from all ethnic backgrounds, and even people who came from all over the nation coming together to help those in need. I think that people have been doing a lot of effort, but much more needs to be done. And I hope that we are going to continue as a city, as a nation, to work together to provide to those people the assistance that they need to have their lives back.
Do you think that there should be some sort of health registry, some way to monitor the effects on people of the mold and the flooding?
Absolutely. I 100% you know, agree with you. You're right. They should create a system, a structure, to monitor the health of those people. Because as a medical doctor myself, I know that the impact of certain things, you don't see the impact right now, but later on, you will see people start the behavior of people start to change. People will start manifesting certain symptoms and signs. And probably they won't understand that those symptoms and signs were due to the impact of the Sandy.
What do you think can be done about the health effects on people?
You know, the health department should come together. The city health department, the state and federal government should come together to put a plan together. As you said, to monitor the health of the people and to have experts in health and environmental protection also to study the condition of the houses where the people are going to live and to monitor those people to make sure that we keep them healthy.
Brooklyn City Council member Matthew Eugene speaking with WBAI's Linda Perry.